Welcome back. GitHub Copilot is an AI coding assistant built into the places many of us already work, especially VS Code and GitHub.com.
So it is not just autocomplete with a fancy name.
Right? Autocomplete is one part of it, but Copilot also answers questions, explains code, drafts documentation, suggests tests, helps with commit messages, and can make edits across files when you ask it to. It generates those suggestions from context. The file you are editing, nearby code, the repository workspace your prompt, and sometimes instructions your project has provided.
That context piece feels important. It means Copilot is not reading your mind. It is responding to what it can see and what you tell it.
Exactly. And in this course, we use it as a reviewed writing partner, not as an authority. Challenge 13, AI as your Copilot, is where learners practice signing in, asking targeted questions, applying a small change, and reflecting on what Copilot helped with.
Before anyone gets excited and opens every AI feature at once, what should be in place?
You should already be comfortable opening a repository in VS Code and using basic Git workflows from earlier lessons. Copilot access depends on your account, plan, student status, or organization policy. GitHub Copilot Free is available to individual developers with monthly limits. Verified students may have student access, and organization or enterprise access can be managed by an administrator. Plans and billing can change. So if you are unsure, check your Copilot settings on GitHub or ask a facilitator before using workshop time.
Let's say I have VS Code open with my Learning Room repository. How do I actually turn Copilot on?
Start with a current stable version of VS Code if you can. Recent VS Code builds include built-in AI features and Surface Copilot and chat directly, so you normally do not need to install a separate Copilot chat extension. Open the Copilot item in the status bar if it appears, choose Use AI Features or set up Copilot when prompted, and sign in with GitHub through the browser. If your access is tied to GitHub Enterprise, use the Enterprise sign-in path and provide the Enterprise URL.
And how do I know it worked instead of just assuming the sign-in completed?
Open Copilot chat with Ctrl plus Alt plus I or use the command palette and run chat. Open chat if the shortcut does not work in your setup. Type something simple like hello, are you working? And press enter. If Copilot responds, you have a basic activation check. You can also use the Copilot status item, Copilot settings, or command palette commands related to sign in and status if you need to confirm your account state.
What if the controls are missing or the chat panel refuses to open?
Update VS Code, reload the window with developer. Reload window and make sure you are signed into GitHub in both the browser and VS Code. If OAuth fails, close VS Code, confirm your GitHub account works in the browser and try again. If the panel still does not open, use the command palette instead of the shortcut and confirm AI features are enabled. If you see a subscription required message, that is an account access issue, not a Git mistake.
The feature people notice first is the faint suggested text that appears while typing. What is happening there?
Those are inline suggestions, often called ghost text because they appear in the editor before they become real text. Copilot looks at what you are typing, the surrounding file and nearby project context, then predicts a possible completion. It might offer a few words, one line or several lines.
How do you control it from the keyboard?
Press Tab to accept the visible suggestion. Press Escape to dismiss it. Press Alt plus to move to the next suggestion when more than one is available. You can also open the full suggestions panel with Control plus Enter. And in some setups, accept a suggestion word by word with Control plus right arrow or CMD plus right arrow on Mac, which is useful when you only trust the first part.
Ghost text can be tricky with a screen reader. Sometimes I want help and sometimes I just want the editor to stop talking.
That is real. NVDA, JAWS, and VoiceOver can interact with Copilot suggestions, but the experience varies by version settings and how much Copilot is offering. If a suggestion is long or hard to review, open Accessible View with Alt plus F2 or Option plus F2 on Mac so you can read the content in a plain text buffer. If suggestions are too frequent, you can temporarily disable them for the current language, toggle Copilot completions from the command palette, or change the Copilot completion setting more permanently in VS Code settings.
Can I steer inline suggestions without opening chat?
Yes, a common move is prompting through comments. You might write a comment such as create a function that validates an email address and returns true or false, then start the next line and let Copilot suggest code. For this workshop, the same idea works for documentation. Write a short comment describing the paragraph, checklist, or settings example you want, then review the suggestion before keeping it.
Chat feels less mysterious to me because I can ask a normal question. Is that the main difference?
Pretty much, Copilot chat is conversational assistance inside VS Code. Open it with Control plus Alt plus I or chat, Open chat, type in natural language, and ask about code, settings, errors, docs, or a change you are planning. If a shortcut conflicts with your operating system or assistive technology, the command palette fallback is the reliable path.
I have seen people type things like at workspace and slash commands. Are those magic words?
They are ways to give Copilot more precise context. At workspace asks Copilot to use the files in your open workspace. At terminal focuses on terminal output, which helps when an error just appeared. At VS Code is useful for questions about VS Code features and settings. Slash commands are shortcuts for common tasks. Slash explain, slash fix, slash tests, and slash doc can ask Copilot to explain code, suggest a fix, generate tests, or draft documentation.
And then there are modes and models, which can sound like a lot.
Keep the choice practical. Ask mode is best when you want an explanation or plan. Edit mode is for applying changes to selected files. Agent mode can take more initiative, including proposing commands, so it needs closer review. The model picker in chat lets you switch among the models available to your account. Names and availability can change, but a quick model is fine for small questions, while a stronger reasoning model may help with complex refactors or careful explanations.
What should screen reader users expect in the chat panel itself?
The panel is a sidebar with conversation history, the response area, model and mode controls, and an input box near the bottom. Responses may stream in, which can be noisy or hard to follow. Use accessible view with Alt plus F2 or Option plus F2 on Mac to read the full answer after it arrives, especially if there is a code block. Built-in actions are also available through the command palette, which can be easier than hunting through visual controls.
Challenge 13 uses Copilot in a pretty specific way, right? It is not asking learners to build a big app.
Correct. The pattern is sign in, prompt, apply, reflect. First, you sign in and confirm Copilot chat responds. Then you clone the sci-fi themes repository, open it in VS Code, and ask Copilot to explain a setting named chat, agent, thinking, phrases.
That is a very workshop-flavored setting.
It is. After Copilot explains it, you ask a follow-up, how to apply one of those themes to settings, JSON, then you make the setting change yourself. The goal is not to let AI do hidden work. It is to ask a focused question, read the answer, and apply a small change you understand.
And then learners create something new.
Yes, you ask Copilot to create a custom GitHub Copilot thinking phrases theme for a favorite universe, maybe Star Trek, Dune, Marvel, Studio Ghibli, or something else. Copilot should generate an array of themed phrases. You copy the generated content, open preferences, open user settings JSON, paste the configuration, save, reload the window, and test it by asking Copilot another question.
What counts as completion?
You post a comment in your assigned Challenge 13 issue with a short checklist. Whether Copilot is enabled and signed in, whether you asked it to explain a setting, whether you applied a setting, whether you created a custom theme, and what theme universe you chose. Then close the issue when you are done. There is no automation check here because Copilot setup is local to your account and machine.
Chat answers are one thing. What about Copilot edits where it actually changes files?
Copilot edits is for multi-file changes that you still review. You describe the change, choose or confirm the working set of files, and Copilot proposes edits. Then you inspect the diff before accepting anything. With a screen reader, move through the diff carefully, use VS Code's accessible diff support where it helps, and keep the working set small so the review stays manageable.
Agent mode sounds more powerful and honestly a little easier to misuse.
That is a fair read. Agent mode can plan work, edit files, and ask to run terminal commands. You approve terminal commands before they run, and you should read them like you would read any command someone handed you in a chat message. Ask mode is for advice, edit mode is for controlled file changes, and agent mode is for tasks where you are willing to supervise a more active assistant.
Where does the VS Code agents window fit in?
In VS Code 1.120 and newer, there is an agents window you can open from the command palette with chat, open agents window. It can show available agents and related controls. For workshop learners, the safety advice is simple. Do not approve commands you do not understand. Do not hand an agent broad access just because it asks, and keep your changes reviewable. Accessibility is still improving there, so use keyboard navigation, accessible view when available, and ask for help if focus gets confusing.
And next edit suggestions.
Next edit suggestions try to predict the next place you may want to edit after you make a change. You can turn them on in settings if they are available for your account and VS Code build. They can be helpful during repetitive edits, but they are still suggestions. Accept only what matches your intent.
Copilot is also on GitHub. Com, is that the same experience as VS Code?
It overlaps, but the context is different. On GitHub.com, you can open Copilot chat from the GitHub interface when it is available to your account. There, it is useful for asking about a specific repository, an issue, a file, a piece of code, or a general coding question while you are already browsing the site.
That seems especially useful during pull requests.
Yes, Copilot can help draft pull request summaries, explain change code, and assist with code review comments on GitHub.com. In VS Code, it is closer to your editor, terminal, and local files. On GitHub.com, it is closer to issues, pull requests, repository pages, and review workflows.
And it is not only for code.
Not at all. In this course, Copilot is often most useful for non-code contribution work. Drafting docs, tightening a commit message, summarizing a change for pull request, turning notes into a checklist, or making an accessibility report clearer. The human still decides whether the result is accurate, kind, and useful.
Prompting is where people can get vague fast. What makes a prompt better?
A weak prompt is something like "fix this" with no context. A stronger prompt says what you are working on, what file or audience matters, what format you want, and what constraints to follow. For example, rewrite this README section for first-time contributors. Keep it under 150 words, use plain language, and preserve the commands exactly. That gives Copilot a job, boundaries, and a way to judge the answer.
So the pattern is not one perfect prompt, it is a conversation.
Yes, start specific, read the response, then iterate. You can ask for a contextual rewrite, generate text with constraints, review and improve a draft, run an accessibility-focused audit, or draft from an outline. Follow-up prompts are normal. Make it shorter, keep the tone warmer, add a keyboard-only note, or show me what changed. VS Code's timeline view can also help you inspect file history as you experiment.
Where do prompt files come in?
Prompt files are reusable prompts stored in GitHub.com/prompt.md. They are useful when a team repeats the same kind of request, such as reviewing docs for accessibility language or drafting release notes. Instead of retyping a long prompt, you keep the prompt in the repo and reuse it.
Custom instructions sound similar to prompt files. Are they the same thing?
They are related, but they work differently. A repo can include GitHub.copilotinstructions.md to tell Copilot how to behave for that project. Those instructions can cover accessibility standards, documentation style, commit message format, preferred tone, keyboard navigation expectations, and design system rules. You do not have to paste them into every chat. Copilot can apply them as background guidance where the feature supports them.
What makes accessibility-focused instructions useful instead of just decorative?
Make them specific to the team and project. Say which standards matter, which components or design system rules to enforce, and what a good review should check. Lists and checklists help, especially for things like keyboard navigation or WCAG 1, 3, 1, info and relationships. Avoid vague instructions like make everything accessible, because Copilot cannot reliably turn that into a precise review.
And custom agents.
Custom agents are more task-oriented. You might have an accessibility reviewer agent, a documentation editor agent, or a release note helper agent. Instructions guide Copilot's general behavior, while agents automate specific workflows. You can use both together. The repo instructions set the standards, and the agent carries out a focused task under those standards.
Here is the uncomfortable question: when should I trust Copilot and when should I not?
Trust it most for low-risk drafts, explanations you can verify, and suggestions that match patterns already visible in the repository. Verify anything that changes behavior, affects accessibility, touches security, modifies commands, or claims to summarize policy. Reject output that you do not understand, that invents files or APIs, that removes important context, or that makes the experience worse for users.
What are common failure modes?
Copilot can hallucinate, which means it can confidently state something false. It can produce outdated syntax, overlook project conventions, miss accessibility requirements, or generate text that sounds polished but says very little. It can also overfit to nearby code, repeating a bad pattern because that is what it sees.
What does a good verification pass include?
Read the diff, run the relevant test or preview, confirm links and commands, check that the change matches the issue or goal, and make sure the language is accurate. For accessibility work, do not accept claims like "this is accessible" without checking keyboard behavior. Labels, headings, names, roles, states, focus order, and screen reader output when those things apply.
And the accessibility limitations are not only about the code it writes, they are also about using the tool itself.
Yes, streaming chat can be hard to follow, ghost text can be noisy, focus can move in surprising ways, and some newer surfaces like advanced agent controls may not feel as polished with every screen reader. Accessible view helps a lot for reading long responses and code blocks, but it does not remove the need to review carefully. Official accessibility guides and screen reader demonstrations are good companion references when your setup behaves differently from someone else's.
If a learner only remembers one practical workflow from this episode, what should it be?
Use Copilot in small, reviewable loops. Ask a clear question, provide enough context, read the response in a way that works for you, apply only the part you understand, and verify the result. That is how Challenge 13 is designed. Sign in, prompt, apply, reflect.
And the learning cards in the chapter are there for quick review, not as a separate project.
Exactly. They reinforce inline suggestions, chat, edits, agent mode, Copilot on GitHub. Calm, prompting, accessible view, and critical evaluation. By the end, you should be able to use Copilot to explain unfamiliar code, create a small configuration change, draft contribution text, and keep human judgment in charge.
That last part is the anchor for me. AI can speed up a draft, but it cannot take responsibility for the contribution.
Well said, Copilot can be a useful partner, especially for documentation and exploration, but your review is what makes the work trustworthy.